for some supernatural power from the Holy Ghost. So now, since the conference is being recorded, I'm going to turn it over, I believe, to Dr. Vanessa or Evangelist Tiffany. I'm going to move myself out the way.
Good morning, Minister Amber. It is Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, extending warmest kingdom greetings on this terrific Tuesday morning. We praise God for you. Thank you for welcoming all of the Master's Call family to the line this morning. We are so excited to have each and every one of you on this, the Lord's day, another opportunity to give our Lord and Savior all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise which belongs to Him. And we're excited that, wow, we're less than a week away from celebrating a year of this journey where Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and myself, Dr. Vanessa of Big D Dallas, accepted the assignment, the mandate, together the equals, together the people of God from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and to lift up the name of Jesus to encourage our hearts and minds each and every morning. And we thank each and every one of you. It doesn't matter when you got on the train riding this journey. Some of you on this line were with us since the very first day. Some of you joined a month in, 3 months in. Some of you, today is your first day. And each and every one of you are precious to us, being a part of what God is doing. The official mission statement of the Master's Call is that we feel we are here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So each and every day, as the Word of God goes forth, we know your lives are enriched. As the Word of God is preached, we know we're enhanced. Enhanced means to add, to spread, like the Jabez prayer, to increase our borders, to enlarge our borders, to let our eyes see the possibilities that God has for us. And because it is the Word of God that we preach on this line each and every morning, we are empowered to go out and do great things, to be His ministers in the marketplace. Our foundational scripture can be found in Psalms 88:13, and that 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So each and every morning, the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and we lift up the name of Jesus and celebrate who He is and what He's doing in our lives each and every day. And we are so grateful, humbled, and honored that you have chosen to press past the comfort of your flesh and get up and join us each and every morning. We are so excited because God uses His strategic instruments to knit our hearts and our lives together. And the instrument that God used to birth this call was Artists International. And many of us on this line are Artists International Distributors, which is a 22-year-old-plus Christian company founded by the Diaz de Leon family. And we're honored to serve under people who have a heart, a vision, a love, first for Jesus Christ, but a tool of health and wealth to empower God's people. So we want to encourage all of our distributors to visit your website, to go in your back office and read about the exciting things that are going on, tell you so many awesome meetings and promotions that we don't want to leave out anything. We want to encourage each and every one of you to read and be informed and empowered with knowledge about all that Artists International is offering us. We also are excited because this allows us the opportunity to pray for the Diaz de Leon family and for all of our leadership, from our head office there in Las Vegas to our platinum. Some join us on the call. We're blessed and honored to have them all the way down, I love to say, to that advisor who joined our Artists International family yesterday. We all are welcome. And for those of you on the the line who are not a part of Artists International, we encourage you to get back with the person who invited you to this call and know that this call is about Jesus. So you're welcome, but we would love for you to knit in purpose and indeed with us in Artists International. We at this time are now going to open up our call today with our opening prayer, and we're going to ask our prayer warrior to come back on and have our opening prayer so we can get the woman of God up and be blessed and fed by thus saith the word of the Lord. Minister Amber, are you there?
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercies endure forever. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your goodness, Father God, on today. Father God, we thank you, Father God, and we can't thank you enough of what you do and what you have done and what you are going to do. God, you're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So God, we just pray right now in agreement for the TMC call, God, that you will continue to bless, anoint, and appoint, Father God, each and every person that's on this call, that you will supply all their needs according to their riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that you're faithful unto us. God, we thank you for Artists International and Diaz de Leon family and everyone that's connected, Father God, whether the staff, Father God, each and every distributor, God, whatever affiliation, God, we thank you and bless them and increase them more and more. God, the ones that are not part of Artists, just continue to bless their endeavors. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the speakers, each and every evangelist and minister and pastor and teacher, God. We ask you to continue to increase them, anoint them, and bless them as they, Father God, are used on this call as never before, God. We pray for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, the founders of this call, as you have given them, Father God, the insight and the blueprint of what you wanted them to do for this TMC call. God, now we pray for the speaker. We put a demand on the anointing. Woman of God, go forth in the things that God has downloaded to you for the people of God. We receive the word of God. We bind every hindrance, Father God, every diabolical assignment. God, we thank you for your blood covering. We thank you that the angels are encamped around about it as never before. We love on you, Father. We thank you, Holy Ghost and fire. Supernatural surge and surge this prayer, supernaturally bless each and every one, and we receive the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Amber, for setting the stage, clearing the heavens, and strategically lining up the atmosphere so that the word of God goes forth freely. Well, we praise God again for the opportunity to have a platform, a place where we can celebrate Jesus and his word and all that he is doing in us and through us. And our mouthpiece this morning is truly an evangelist of evangelists. Our evangelist, Gwen Beatty, is the founder and the director of the Winning Circle, which is a faith-based organization which specializes in financial literacy, urban agricultural sustainability, and preparedness training workshops. And I said all that this morning without my first cup of coffee. Amen. Growing up, as she did, on the south side of Chicago, she has had a heartbeat and a compassion for God's people, for them to excel and be all that they're called to be. Every time she comes to this line, she blesses us, stirs us, as only evangelists do, to provoke us to go out and be all that we are called to be. So without further ado, I introduce to some and present to others, Evangelist Gwen, the floor is yours.
God bless you, woman of God. Can you hear me this morning?
Loud and clear.
Thank you. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I do honor and I do thank God for this call for the people of God, for you, Minister Amber, for that divine, powerful call. And I just want to say that I know that the Master's morning call is one of God's most powerful, life-restoring tools in the earth right now. And I just want to thank the founders, and of course, I'm not bragging on them, but I'm just stating a fact that they are some of God's finest, and I am just honored, and I congratulate you all on this year, as I listen to all these messages at the 7 a.m. hour. We are truly blessed with this divine intervention to set our morning straight before the Lord. So I just want to give all the honor and tribute that's due to you and Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, all that you all have done. I do just give you the tribute that's due, great men and women of God like yourself. This is an hour and time that we must lift up the hands of those who bring such discipline to our lives, and I do thank you for this opportunity. I don't take it lightly. After all of the anointed voices that you know that God would allow me just to speak and bless you on this morning with just a few things that he has impressed in my spirit. So God bless each of you. I love you all. And I thank God this morning that I'm just basically going to release a message that God gave me. And it's just simply give the people the message of life. That's what I want to talk about this morning, because this entire year we have been receiving life-giving messages. I mean, our souls have just could just burst with all of we go through, despite the mental and emotional stresses of this world, this life brings. God has given us the power of the Word of God. You know, in Acts, the fifth chapter in the New Living Translation, you know, in verse 20 of that chapter, it simply says, go to the temple and give the people the message of life. And that's basically what I want to talk about, because we have been receiving life every time you dial into this call. And the King James Version just says, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of life. And I guarantee you that we are empowered, that this temple that we dwell in is so important to God, and he wants us to be filled with the life of the word, so that, as Pastor Vanessa said, she had a mouthful to say this morning. You can't talk like that at 7 a.m. in the morning unless you're full of life. And God has given us the promise that he will never leave us, never leave us alone. He promised that whatever you're going through, she talked about us soaring in the dreams and the promises of God. The reason why we can do that is because we are life givers, and God has never left us alone. And we can enjoy this life, all that my life consists of. I'm so thankful this morning that I know that I proved to be stronger and healthier. And you who are on this line, you proved to be stronger and healthier because of the life-giving word of God. And I'm going to prove it to you this morning, because, number one, I want you to enjoy life. I want you to enjoy your money. I want you to enjoy life without the worry and the fear that deals stress and the most common stresses of our bodies. And that's even stop eating and abusing those harmful foods. We're in a business that encourages us to be life givers. And we're talking about every morning we wake up with new blessings and new mercies we see, with new oxygen, knowing that God's grace is sufficient for us. But this morning, you're talking or listening to me, and you will be talking today because you are all life givers. You have disciplined yourself, and you're listening to a person who is the healed, resisting sickness because of the life-giving message of this word. The Word of God is so powerful. It continuously promises us that if we would do some simple things, you know, as you heard my bio, I believe so strongly in the life-giving message of what food does, and there is life in your food. God stresses that Christians must have whole food. I can prove it to you, as promised in the Bible, that if we will seek the life-giving messages of God and eat from this bread daily, I promise you that you will eat from the bread of life and you will never hunger and thirst again. Why do we keep coming morning after morning? Because you're receiving the life-giving message of God. Over in Acts, where we brought this lesson from, you know, it talks about receiving the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. That's over in Acts 1 and 8. You know, Acts records some radical changes and some acts in following Jesus Christ. And I tell you, this is the act of your obedience to let the outflowing of the Holy Spirit just to devise your own missionary walk in the earth. For Jesus spread the message all throughout the gospel through Judea and Samaria, and from whatever state you're calling in this morning, or if you're a new listener, you never heard anything about the gospel, but somebody invited you because they wanted to give you life this morning. I want you to recognize that they are a courageous believer, because this call just genuinely continues to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And this is what we're doing this morning. We're being stronger in every area of our life because of the successful dynamic impartation of the Word of God. I want to just give to you a few little nuggets to help give you life this morning, and so that you can be a life giver this morning. I thought about what we eat. And you know, it is so powerful, you know, when she talked about, you know, what we're doing in our gardens and organic food. And I was just so impressed in my spirit in Daniel. So many times you hear people talking about the Daniel fast and, you know, reducing a lot of things with food and all that it is detailed in our spirit. But let me tell you something. God has given us, and he has proved in his word, over in Daniel, first chapter, and 12 and 16, it says, "Prove thy servant, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then Melzar took away the portion of their meat and wine that they should drink and give them pulse." The reason I'm bringing this out today is because I want you to concentrate on life this morning. Because life is in the Word. Life is in the meat of the Word. Life proves you to be stronger. I want you to catch this. It will prove to be strong. You will prove to be stronger and healthier than all men. I'm not bragging on you this morning. I'm just stating the fact that the life-giving messages of the Word will make you a stronger and a healthy man and woman of God. So each and every last one of you who are on this call this morning, you are eating this morning from the bread of life. So you can tell yourself, I am stronger and I am healthier than all men, because the fruit of the Word will come up in your spirit. Number two, the life of the Word is in the blood. I can't say enough as an evangelist about the blood of Jesus. I think about a plant because, you know, in the blood of a plant is chlorophyll. And in our business, we talk a lot about drinking and eating, even the core calcium and all the wonderful, rich things that are in our vitamins and supplements to give us life. But the life is in the blood of Jesus. Why are we commanded, you know, even as children? I'm just talking about a simple word this morning because I want you to give life this morning. When you think about your parents and you think about you telling your children, your grandchildren, and telling yourself, I got to eat some raw vegetables or some sprouts this morning. Or I've got to give vegetables to my children. Give them some. Why is it beneficial to the body? Because it is the chlorophyll that's in that plant. Just like the life is in the blood. The blood is similar to hemoglobin in the human body. So the only way that your body can be strong and give life is that you receive the blood of Jesus. And that is the life-giving blood of the Word. So every morning, the message of life is that Jesus saves, that the blood is number three, like the water. It's a reverse osmosis. Give the people the message of life, you're giving them water. So many things are being said about water, but because Jesus is the living water, I want you to think about drinking water today. And the Word says that you will never thirst again when you get the life of what the message of God is saying. In Acts, there were so many things that was going on with the believers. It startled many, and many were jealous of the apostles. Listen, I'm bringing this to you because I'm stating a fact. We don't have to beg. We have the life-giving message of the Word. We have the water of life. We have the mind of Christ. We are stronger and healthier because we have been conformed and transformed by the renewing of our mind, which is number three. To be transformed by the renewing of your mind, to concentrate on healthy thoughts, clean living. I love everyone that gets on this call in the morning because you have transformed your mind to set your day in agreement to God's favor. That is that I have the mind of Christ. And then you can say, like the Bible, He is the air that I breathe. I'm just bringing life this morning, how to eat right, how to receive the blood, how to receive the water of the Word, how to transform your mind, how to breathe in air, fresh air. I could go many, many ways with this subject. But this morning, don't talk out of your emotions, but talk out of the life-giving message of the Word. I love when Dr. Vanessa encourages us with gag orders in her messages through the Shut Up Ministry. If we continue to surrender our way to the Lord, do you know that the blood, the water, the mind, the air, everything about you comes to life? And as you walk among the people of God, you are releasing the message of life. So this morning, I just want to release victory in this line to give you the message of life, to give you the message that Jesus is still who He says He is, and that each of us, we can release the bread of life by giving people the message of the Word. So this morning, I just want to say to each of you to arrest everything that is not like God as we open up the daybreak and we walk into the light of God's prosperity in every way of our life, and we soar to higher dreams and to higher visions and to higher intents and divine purposes in God, remember to give the people the message of life, that the life is in the blood. And all I surrender today unto you is to walk in the light of God's love, and you will not fulfill the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, but your prayer will line up with what it is that God has given us, and that is the message of life. So today, prove to be stronger and healthier men of God as you walk in the things of God. And remember, he will never leave you nor forsake you, for he promised that without him you can do nothing. So I want to just restore unto you the joy of your salvation, that you will walk in the freedom of eating right, living right, loving right, and being all that God has called you to do. Because without life, you can't have favor. You have to be alive to receive the promises of God. You have to be alive to receive every message that has been given throughout this year. I celebrate this call this morning, that in the month of October, that we will flood the airwaves with more and more souls to receive the life-giving word of the messages of life. As Dr. Vanessa securely seeks out God for the people who are to release life, I pray that the rest of this month we will flood this call to release the life-giving message that Jesus is the life, the truth, and without him we can do nothing. I love you all, and I pray that you will continue to be life givers, life changers, and that you go forth in victory and fulfill all that God has prepared for you. For you are uniquely and wonderfully made. So breathe in good air this morning and concentrate on the things of God. I love you, and back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Evangelist, with the message of life this morning that reminded each and every one of us as God's vessels that we are life givers. She talked about the life of the word is in God's daily bread as we eat his word naturally and spiritually. The life of the word is in the blood, and we know the power in the blood of Jesus. And the life of the word is the renewing of our minds with healthy thoughts and clean living, great nuggets, just to remind us as his ministers in the marketplace of our powerful position to be life givers. Thank you, Evangelist, for reminding us of our assignment as we go out into the marketplace each and every day. And in our last 3 minutes, I'm going to ask Minister Robin if she'll come to the line and seal that powerful word and also lift up our prayer request. Minister Robin, the floor is yours.
Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we thank you, Lord God, because you've given us life, and you've given it to us more abundantly. And, Father, we thank you for Evangelist Sadie, Father. Thank you for the word that she's imparted into our life, Father God. And, Lord, as we take your word, which is a living word, in each and every one of us, Father God, let us impart that life into other individuals in the name of Jesus. For in you we live and move and we have our being. Thank you for being a life giver. Thank you for being a life preserver. Thank you, Lord God, because we are anchored to you, and no harm can come to your people. Father, I lift up those who have come before you, Lord God, as they spent time in the secret place of the Most High God. We know that you, the life giver, you've heard their prayer, Father. We know, Lord God, that they shall live and not die and declare your works, glory to God. We know, Lord God, that they are more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that they will do everything that you've called them to do, Lord, in Jesus' name. We know, Lord God, that you are the provider, and there's nothing missing in their lives, Father, for you provide all their needs according to your riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. We know, Lord God, that you're the one that began this work in them and through them, and it will be accomplished, Lord, in our lives, Father. We know, Lord God, that as we listen to your word is life, your word is our food, your word is bread, and we will go forward as your minister in the marketplace, Father God, bringing the anointing of God, which will change lives because you live in us, in Jesus' name, amen. That's you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Robin, for sealing this life-giving word this morning. Again, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, we honor the God in you and thank you for taking our time to always come and deposit the word of God and to stir our hearts as an evangelist, reminding us it is about the souls and it is about kingdom building. Thank you, Minister Amber, for opening us up in prayer, for getting our people spiritually seated on this call. And we again encourage you as we conclude every call, we admonish you, now it's our turn with the Master's call to now submit and obey to the call of the Master on our lives. Individually, we all have a blueprint, a specific assignment, a specific call this day and on our lives. And we encourage you now to go out and be his kingdom builder and God's minister in the marketplace. Have a terrific Tuesday, an awesome day in Christ. And we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow with Pastor Chuck Brown. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.